Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Money Mom Show. Are you tired of struggling day after day to reach your financial goals with no success? Do you want to know how to use God's Word as a roadmap to reach your financial destiny? Then this is the show for you. Your host is none other than Sherry Gray, one of America's leading financial coaches. As a host and financial coach, Sherry has helped thousands of individuals and families nationwide, taking them from where they are to where they need to be financially. For the next hour, you will be armed with the knowledge to achieve victory in your finances. You will hear firsthand how Sherry uses biblical principles to teach you how to budget, eliminate debt, and save for your future. And Sherry does it all with a mom's touch, not telling you what you want to hear, but what you need to hear. And now, here's your host, the Money Mom, Sherry Gray.
Welcome to Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray. Thank you for joining me again this week. I just want to give a shout out to all the people who listen live and to the podcast of the show. I just want to let you know that I appreciate you tuning in every week, and it is an honor and a privilege and a blessing to be able to share what God has laid on my heart and to give it to you guys. So thank you for tuning in once again. The scripture for this show is James chapter 2, verse 14 through 17, and it says, "What good is it, dear brothers and sisters, if you say you have faith but don't show it by your actions? Can that kind of faith save anyone? Suppose you see a brother or sister who has no food or clothing, and you say goodbye and have a good day, stay warm and eat well, but then you don't give that person any food or clothing. What good does that do? So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless." And this scripture is so fitting for this show because I have with me a wonderful nonprofit organization. As you know, on my show, I highlight, or I call it the Nonprofit Spotlight, when I feature organizations on the show that are really impacting the community and doing great things. The organization I'm spotlighting tonight is the Volunteer Expeditions, and I have with me Ms. Patty Vile. I just want to tell you a little bit about her. She's Patty Vile can't get enough out of life. She's kept more than busy her entire life between working in healthcare with Blue Cross Blue Shield and teaching plus volunteering for many organizations. She has settled Soviet refugees in Chicago, served as the president of Art Encounter, volunteered with village agencies in Uganda and El Salvador, is on the board of directors for the Chicago Geographic Society, and coordinates Jewish-Muslim interfaith activities for several local congregations. Instead of retiring, Patty founded Volunteer Expeditions, where she plans volunteer trips for groups primarily to rebuild New Orleans, as well as tutor in Jamaica, and help the homeless and hungry in Chicago and Washington, D.C. At 70 years old, Patty adores spending time with her three children, her seven grandchildren, and her two dogs. If you want to know more about Patty after the show, you can always contact her at Patty, that's P-A-T-T-I, at volunteerexpeditions.org, or you can give them a call at 312-520-4100. Patty, thank you so much for joining me for this show.
Thank you, Sherry. What a wonderful introduction. Can you do it again?
Oh, well, you're welcome. It was so interesting when I read your bio. You've done so many awesome and great things, including being the founder of Volunteer Expeditions, and you're 70 years old. I'm like, I want to be like you when I grow up.
I want to tell you it's a continuing process, and I don't think I'm at all through, Sherry. I keep going and every day find things that are thrilling and interesting and satisfying and fulfilling. So I think that I'm very blessed by giving that I receive. So that's a wonderful thing.
Well, you definitely have a giving heart, like I said, based on your bio. But what was the reason that you wanted to start Volunteer Expeditions?
I thought, and this has happened many times with me, I thought I had retired. I had a wonderful, long working career. I thought I had retired, and I saw the news clips after Hurricane Katrina about the devastation, and I thought, oh my goodness, look how those people are suffering, and that's not a third world country, that's our country. So I took a trip down there to see what was going on, and I was stunned, Sherry, at the amount of devastation. There wasn't a tree blooming, there wasn't a blade of grass, there wasn't a school, there wasn't a bus, nothing was open. Acres and acres of devastation and grayness. And I thought, you know what? The government wasn't pitching in and helping. It was all volunteers that I saw, the people that were working. They were church groups. They were college groups. They were groups of corporate volunteers. They were rolling up their sleeves and making a difference. So I came home and decided that I could do this, even though I had never led a trip before and had no idea even how a travel agency or travel groups work. So piece by piece, I put together the first trip that I did, which was about a year after Hurricane Katrina when things were still very bad. And we had a group of 19 volunteers, ages 15 to 75. Wow. And these were doctors and lawyers and teachers. None of them had any experience building a house or tearing down a house. And we put on hazmat suits and glasses and masks, and we knocked down a house. And in the process, we met neighbors from all over that came and said, bless you, and look what you're doing, and look how you're helping. It was an extraordinarily empowering and exciting time in my life. I'd never had anything quite like it. And it was right here in our own city, right here in a United States city.
Yeah, it's interesting you said New Orleans, because my husband and I are actually from Mississippi, and growing up, we traveled, because we're only 2 hours from there, we traveled to New Orleans quite a bit in our lifetime. And when we visited our family that following year, it was still, like you said, it was still damaged, it was still gray, it was so much work to be done, that we just couldn't believe that even after a year, there's so much more work to be done. Do you still feel like now that, do you still go down?
There are still 10,000 families without a home. 10,000.
Wow.
This is years later. We're into year 7 and 10,000 families. And the government started working a little better after a while. So the money started coming in a little bit. But people have depleted their living and the worst, or one of the worst, it's hard to know what was the worst about a destroyed pattern of life. But in New Orleans, as you know, Sherry, people live in communities with their aunt across the street and their grandma down the street and their uncle. And so when people had to migrate and they were forced to evacuate and they came back, that was all lost. So that beautiful part of America was the networks and the beautiful family groups was pretty much changed. So those that are coming back and bravely trying to reestablish their lives are finding that the world just can't be reassembled the way it was. But that they're brave and they're wonderful. And the schools have come back, which was startling. They were closed for 6 months, and now it's like a model. It's like a study of charter schools. They're almost 80% of the schools in New Orleans are charter schools now. And they're doing some amazing things. And they're attracting young people. So people out of college, it's a great place to go and start a business. Anyone that has an entrepreneurial streak, they're going to find someone that wants to hook up with them. So many great things are happening in New Orleans. But the poor remain poor. And that's a serious problem.
And so your organization coordinates all these things. Like if you want to go to New Orleans and help rebuild people's homes, you can coordinate that for them.
I do.
So I'm sure that's a big undertaking.
It's huge. It's huge. That's why I do it for them. It's hours and hours and hours of phone calling and confirming. What I do is I get a group, let's say a church group calls me and says, we want to go down and we're going to go down over our spring break, the school spring break. And they give me the dates and they tell me how many days they want to be down there. And what I do is I put together everything all in the ground. I get them all of their volunteer activities. I get them a speaker to come in so they have a context of what's going on, of who's doing what, of who's making a difference. I arrange their meals for them. I do religious services so that they can worship, and I get housing and I get restaurants. So by the time they're ready to go, the trip is just really all done for them. And I'm a nonprofit, and I take that pretty seriously. So I work to be sure that it's as affordable as possible, which of course is not great as a business model, and I know you're a business person, Sherry. My business model would make you shiver.
I don't know. Well, you know, it's about, you know, you have to have enough money to run your business and run your nonprofit as well, but at the same time, it is about giving. Part of what we do is about giving back to people as well. So it's, I'm sure it's an interesting balance for you.
It is. I have not actually, I've been in business almost 6 years. I've never taken a salary, but I was very fortunate. I was retired, and I'm comfortable. So, you know, I'm not going on a cruise to China, but I have a very rich, wonderful life. And that's...
Yes.
And the satisfaction I get from my business is just such joy.
And that's one of the things I tell people as well. The money that we build, the wealth that we build as individuals, is first to serve God, then to serve our families, and to reach out and serve our community. The purpose of our money is not just our own household. It's to reach out and to, so that if you are, you know, retired and you have a vision to have a nonprofit organization, it's okay because you have built, you know, lived your life building your wealth so that you have the opportunity to reach out and help other people.
That's right. What a lucky thing that I can do this. I really feel that it's blessed. And, you know, because I run my own business, if I have to go to a soccer game or a concert for a grandchild or meet a friend for lunch, I can do that because, you know, my hours are my own. And if I want to wake up really early when I do, I can get a lot of work done. You know, you work on your often on your computer and you can get a lot done in your own environment. So you can have your hours on your own, which is a plus. And Sherry, I meet the most remarkable people, both the volunteers, because they all, I don't know what they're like in their other lives. You might hear that guy that was on the trip with me, he's a mean guy. But when they come on these trips, all they lead with their heart, so I won't believe that about them.
No, so
yes, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was saying, if most times the people are giving of their time and their talents, most times they're pretty good people. I've found anyway.
Yeah, and they pay for the trip by themselves. You know, it's so they not only do they believe in it, but they have cookie sales and bake sales and raffles and they the groups that come the church and the college students pay for their own trips. So that's really amazing. They're really wonderful. I've taken, and I'm a little old lady, Sherry, you know that, I'm 7 years old, I've taken 1,200 volunteers to New Orleans, isn't that wild?
Wow, that's amazing, and you just go going and going and going. Well, right now we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to leave you with the sounds of Yahweh Yes You Are by Anthony Little. This is Sherry Day of the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
I don't love keep it.
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and I have with me Ms. Patty Vile. She's the founder of Volunteer Expeditions. And before we get back to Patty, I want to remind everyone that every week I give away something special on my blog. And this week, again, continues the giveaway for the iPad 3, which ends next Thursday, November 1st. And also the giveaway for the Sleepy Pod Air Pet Carrier, which is $159 value, which ends next Wednesday, October 31st. And the way for you to enter the two giveaways is just go to my blog, themoneymomdeals.blogspot.com, and search by keywords, iPad 3 and Sleepy Pod. That's one word, okay? And you can get the details on how to enter to win those two prizes, all right? Again, like I said before, we've been talking with Ms. Patty Vile of Volunteer Expeditions, and she's last segment we kind of talked about what inspired her to start Volunteer Expeditions and all the great work they're doing to coordinate trips for groups and churches and organizations and friends and family to, in particular, go to New Orleans, Louisiana, especially after Hurricane Katrina and even years after the hurricane, the devastation that was still there. And I think her organization is doing a great work. And Patty, I wanted to ask you as well, why did you want to run your nonprofit when you could be, you know, take it easy and retire?
You know, I ask myself that about, oh, once a week. Same question. Because even though I work for myself, sometimes you can create your own deadlines, even though there's no one else watching over you. And when I do that and I find that, oh, my goodness, how am I going to get all this done? I say, why have I done this? Why have I just not retired? But I think in all of us, Sherry, there's a need to do certain things. And with me, I feel there's a need to help people. There are people out there that need to be connected. People have to rub shoulders with people and get to know them that are not in their walk of life necessarily. They've got to be allowed to have conversations with someone across the table that may come from a different background and definitely a different economic, socioeconomic class. And we're all so empowered, and we get all so rich with that. That's such a wonderful experience. So I can't seem to retire because people keep calling and saying, we need to volunteer. And I say, okay, let's do it.
Amazing.
Does that make sense?
Now,
does that make sense to you, Sherry?
It does. It really does. Now, how has your Asian experience helped you with your organization?
Well, I truly believe that you bring everything with you to the next position, to the next stage of life. So that when I was a school teacher, I bring those experiences. When I worked in the healthcare industry, I brought those experience with me. When I worked resettling refugees, I brought those experiences with me. And I think the greatest experiences come from the family, from your children and your parents, and in my case, my grandchildren. So,
oh yeah.
I think that I am constantly turning a new chapter, and I'm a woman who has faced and luckily survived breast cancer. I don't wake up a morning of my life where I don't say thank you, God, that I have this wonderful day in front of me. So I think all of that was combined to give me the joy of doing what I do. And I think you can hear on the phone, I have an extraordinary amount of energy.
Yes.
I have a brother and a sister, Sherry, and they swear I got the whole energy from the whole family.
You just took it from everybody else. Like,
I did. I was youngest. I took all the leftovers, you know, and that was mine. So I don't know. I don't know if I even answered your question. Was that enough of an answer for you?
Of course you did. And you were talking about children and illness. I think there's two things that can put life into perspective, and that's children and illness.
Yeah.
You just see life in a whole new way.
You do.
With those experiences.
Yes, and you
definitely
savor it, don't you? You savor
yeah.
it. It's so beautiful every day. Even in Chicago where it's rainy and dark sometimes, it's still a beautiful day.
I know as a child, and I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show, but my dad was ill and passed away when I was in my 20s. But from age of 10, you know, throughout to age 26, I think he passed away. He was sick, and so I have a different perspective, especially with what I do as a finance counselor, and I teach people, you know, budget, get out of debt. But one of my biggest things is for people to have their will in place and their life insurance in place, because I know the value of life, and I know people, you could be here today and gone tomorrow. So I teach people from a different vantage point, because I know the other side of it. You know, people think they're going to, you know, be here forever, and you don't know what tomorrow will bring.
And people suffer with diseases that are disabling.
Yeah.
So you have to, I'm sure in your life, and probably with your father, you saw someone that illness had sort of disabled him a bit. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. So he was, got to the point where he wasn't able to work, so he was permanently disabled. And so my mom was the sole provider. She was a teacher for, we're from Mississippi, so, not a huge salary, but somehow, we were able to make it and put us through school, her three kids through school. And, it was I think that kind of worked up on me.
I don't know how mothers get all of that power to do it, set goals and do it. It's just remarkable to me. And we see it all the time. You meet these remarkable people that have gone so far in their lives.
Definitely gone through so many things, and yet they just have this trip. Like you said, the people in New Orleans and people, all over the world that have gone through extraordinary and sometimes devastating situations, and yet they still are able to. Well, I know the grace of God, Jesus, Christ that lives in us, he's able to continue to stand and move forward. So
In my Washington, D.C. and Chicago programs, we work exclusively trying to help people who are homeless and the hungers, the people who are hungry. That's a devastating problem for our country. With all the people with wealth, there are so many people who really, especially when you feed in children, it's just, so that's another emphasis of mine, or I'm trying to reach out and help those people too.
Especially where I live, because I'm in Virginia. We're in the D.C. metropolitan area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. And, definitely. So what kind of things do you do in D.C., the D.C. area, as far as coordinating?
The D.C. area is strictly about food and hunger. So we go to soup kitchens. We go to food depositories. We establish food. We help in kitchens, the soup kitchens. We work, and then we sometimes go right out onto the street and hand out sandwiches to the poor. We speak with people in agencies that have were once homeless and have now tried to reconstruct their lives, so we understand what that's like. It's a very, very full program. And because we're in that remarkable area, we try to take a little time off to go to Arlington, and we go to the Holocaust Memorial Museum because that's so, so inspiring. Have you been there?
I have not been there as long as I've lived here. I have not. One of my daughters has been there, but I have not.
Oh, well, it's remarkable. But it's a remarkable city, Washington, D.C. So, and there's a lot of poverty there, as you know. Virginia sits right on.
I know. I always say I'm going to take my kids need to experience, because I think sometimes our kids that live in the suburban areas and the cities, sometimes we get a little cushioned, protected from, the other side where people are actually, hungry and suffering, and they don't understand that there are people who are in need. So I think that's a great thing.
And my trips are just a brief glimpse. I mean, I wouldn't. It's not like we're trading places in any way, but we meet real people who are struggling every day just to keep their heads above water and eat and find a place to sleep. So it's a wonderful program. And the best part about the Washington program is we take the Metro everywhere, so we don't even need a bus. I mean, Washington, D.C.
It's
fun to get away on the Metro. So I would love, if anyone that's part of your big listening audience wants to go with me to Washington, D.C., I'd love to put a trip together for them so they could experience this wonderful volunteer experience.
Yeah, for us, it's like not that far. So it's not even like a drive. So that would be amazing.
You could come as a commuter. You could just walk over there and park your car.
Exactly. All right, now we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of The Voice of Truth by Casting Crowns. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
climb out of this boat of men under the crashing waves, to step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown, where Jesus is and he's holding out his hand. But the waves are calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The waves, they keep on telling me time and time again, boy, you never win. You never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out to me, I will choose to listen and believe the voice of truth. Oh, what I would do to have the kind of strength it takes to stand before a giant with just a swing and a storm, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giants calling out my name and they laugh at me, reminding me of all the times I've tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win. You'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. The voice of truth says do not be afraid. And the voice of truth says this is for my glory. Out of all the voices calling out,
Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and I have with me Ms. Patty Bile, who is the founder of Volunteer Expeditions, a nonprofit organization who coordinates trips for volunteers to go and just give of their time and their talents to communities such as New Orleans, and we mentioned last segment, Washington, D.C., where there's a huge hunger problem here. And even my daughter's school is coordinating the collecting canned goods right now at her school to give to one of our local organizations here to make Thanksgiving baskets for people in need. So it is a big problem across the nation, and particularly, especially in this area. So if you're from this area, wherever you're from, just keep that in mind, especially this time of year actually all year, that there are people who are in need all year round, who, food banks and things like that. Just when you go to a grocery store and buy your family's groceries. Maybe pick up a few things that you can donate to a local food pantry. I'm sure they would really, really appreciate it. And I want to remind everyone also that my Financial Legacy Workshop is coming up on November the 17th. It's going to be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. It is like a tele-seminar, so you just kind of dial in a number and you're hooked up, and it's an awesome, awesome workshop, and I teach you the skills, the things that I've used in my life to get out of debt. And I mentioned last show, the only debt I have right now is my primary mortgage and my investment property mortgage. And it wasn't because I got a, you know, God rang the financial blessing over my head. It was because I followed certain biblical principles to get myself to this point, and I can teach you how to do the same. If you want to register for the seminar, it's going to be $8 or workshop. You can submit an $8 payment through PayPal using my email address, sherrygray@themoneymom.org, or you can email me at the same email address. And if you want to do it the old-fashioned way through the mail, I'll email you a registration form, and you can send payment via the U.S. Postal Service. So, and I will give you instructions to access the online, to access the workshop, as far as the call-in number for following your registration. All right?
Well, like I said before, we've been talking about Volunteer Expeditions. It's an awesome, awesome nonprofit organization, and they have Patty Vile with me. And one of the things I wanted to ask you, Patty, is what do the groups do when they go on these trips?
They do a variety of activities. Usually they do 2 or 3 full days of rebuilding a home. So we work, there's a lot of great agencies. You're probably most familiar with Habitat for Humanity, you know, where you build homes.
Yes.
And Habitat is down there also, and it's a great organization. What we do is we work with smaller agencies that are run through the community. So we would work with them, and we would go there in the morning with maybe a group of 20 volunteers, 15 volunteers, and we would meet someone in the community that is trying to finish a room or needs to paint their house before they move in or clean out their yard so that it, you know, it hasn't been cleaned for a long while, or put a window in or put a drywall on the home. And we would be divided up so that for the 3 days that you're there, you and your team of maybe 3 or 4 others from your group would go with a family who's rebuilding their house. So you work shoulder to shoulder with them, and all you have to do is bring a hat and sun lotion and work gloves. You know, it's not like it's a big thing for you to get ready for it to go, and closed-toe shoes because you never know where a nail's going to be. And,
right.
And you spend the time with the family. So by the time your 2 or 3 days has been spent, you have the incredible joy of really knowing these people. They bring out pictures of their grandmothers and talk to you about their youth. And they all have, in New Orleans, and you know this, Sherry, everyone has a story.
Mm-hmm.
So you
get
the stories. And especially the stories of what happened after Katrina, how they made it, and where they lived, and were they stuck in the Superdome or anything like that. So that's 3 days we do that. Another day we go to the Second Harvest, it's the food depository, and we gather up and pack up food that goes to 5 different states. And at the end of the day, they tell you how many families you've fed. So a group would work on like a production line where you would put cereals in one area and canned food in another. And it goes very fast, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of laughing that goes on there. We serve we serve dinner at the New Orleans Mission, and that's a mission for the homeless. And we you have to be over 18, but we go into the kitchens and prepare the food and serve to the homeless and spend the evening with them. And, you know, those groups that come, a church group that comes in, you know, with that are singers, will sing to them. Otherwise, we'll get to know them that way. So that's another activity that we do. We also work in the parks. The trees the beautiful trees of New Orleans were destroyed, and they're rebuilding the parks. So we spend a whole day rebuilding in the parks. So we plant trees, and we help mulch them, and we take care of them. Those who like working with animals, there's an animal shelter down there that we work with for the animal shelter. So we also go out to the bayou because we replant grasses. The waters have been destroyed, and the grasses have gone. We've lost so much of that. And so we put on these giant waders, you know what those are, like fishing pants. And we go right out into the water, and we replant trees and grasses. One of the groups I work with plants Christmas trees, little bitty ones, and another one plants grasses so that we help reestablish the wetlands there, which, you know, the destruction of which was one of the reasons that the hurricane came. So we have a whole variety. It depends on how much time you have because they need you.
So it's not just building houses. You guys are doing so many things. You're feeding the homeless, you're giving to food pantries, and you're replanting, you know, vegetation and landscape. That's awesome. That's amazing.
Isn't that,
that's awesome. And then I was thinking about, well, you said you kind of interact with the families, and then they kind of tell you stories, they show you pictures, and I just thought about it. You can't underestimate the impact and importance of human interaction. To know that someone out there cares that this happened to you. They care. They care enough to even come here and help you.
And some care so much that they stay in touch with the family. They send them Christmas cards. They send them pictures of their family. They put them on their Facebook. You know, they have just, you know, the people in the Lower Ninth don't necessarily have a lot of going on in Facebook, but the visitors do, so that's great. And and so the word goes out. So the good they do spreads.
Amazing.
Okay. I thought I'd lost our connection.
No. I'm still here. Right now we're going to take a quick break, though, and we're going to review the sounds of Turn Around by Matt Mayer. This is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you in a few.
Just what he Welcome back to the Money Mom Show. This is your host, Sherry Gray, and we've been talking with Patty Vow of Volunteer Expeditions this hour, and she is talking about her awesome nonprofit organization, how they help to coordinate trips to help the communities all over the country, including New Orleans and Washington, D.C., and Chicago, and just all over. And it's just been an honor and just awesome to have her on the show. And Patty, I know that, you know, your organization has done some amazing things thus far, but what are your goals for the future for Volunteer Expeditions?
You know, I'm open. If people call me and say, I have an idea, let's try it. I'm open to new ideas. My idea would be to continue along. I have no desire to become big or corporate or in any way not available to deal with everyone. I think the biggest joy would be able to be continued, to be able to do good work and meet wonderful people along the way.
I'm sure you've met them thus far, but there's so many people who have a heart to give. I'm sure as the organization continues, you're going to keep meeting people over and over again who just want to give back and give of themselves to other people.
They're amazing, aren't they? Aren't you meet them all the time too, Sherry?
I do. I just meet people with a big heart, and I think I'm one of them. You know, one of the things that I do to give back is I have taught like couponing workshops or a financial workshop to shelters, and so it's just one way for me to give back, because a lot of them are, you know, some are homeless, some are just struggling financially, and they need the food pantry to help meet their monthly needs. And if I can give them tips or advice or recommendations on how to, you know, save even more money, then that's what I do. So that's how I give where I am.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful. That's
yes,
so important.
Definitely. I definitely want to do more of that. So,
I would love you on one of my trips. Come bring a group of your wonderful listeners. We're going to do some amazing things.
Yes.
I love to promote. What can I tell you?
That reminds me again. I got to give you information now. If you want to contact Volunteer Expeditions, if you have an idea, you know, it's been going, you know, this idea about getting a group together, maybe it's your family, your friends, your girlfriends, your guy friends, your coworkers, your church, and you say, I've always wanted to go X and do X, Y, and Z. I've always wanted to do it. Well, this is your time. There's no time like the present. You know, tomorrow isn't guaranteed. If you have a heart and desire to want to give to the community and you feel like, you know, I want to do this, but I need help. I need someone to guide me through the process.
You do need help. It's true. You really do.
Coordinate this, you know, this trip. And you definitely want to give a call to Volunteer Expeditions, and their telephone number is 312-520-4100, and the email is Patty, P-A-T-T-I, at volunteerexpeditions.org. And, of course, with nonprofit organizations, whatever you give, as far as I know, you help coordinate trips, and I'm sure you also are able to receive donations from individuals, and I'm sure that's
acceptable. Yes. Oh, and they'll go good places. So if anyone has any ability to help my little organization serve more, then we can give out scholarships, and we can give donations when we're down there to the nonprofits that we also work with. So not only are we nonprofits, but we work with nonprofits.
So your nonprofit continues to give to other people, nonprofits and individuals alike. That's amazing.
Yes.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yes. Wonderful.
Awesome. Now, where's your organization located, based out of?
Well, my office is in my home, and I live in the Chicago area. So that's where I live. But, you know, everyone's just a phone call away with a computer. So I'm on the phone all day long, and so I can go to all the groups. At one time, Sherry, I did all the group leading myself. I, you know. But now I hire people in, you know, in the local cities that act as tour guides. Some groups, you know, just like me to set it up and do it on their own. They don't want a tour guide. But those that do want tour guides, I no longer go myself, but I have great people in every city that work and introduce people to what great things there are. And New Orleans is such a special place with not only the work to be done, but with the music and the food. Well, you know, you grew up around New Orleans. Did you ever
think
food like
shrimp.
That?
I'm thinking of a shrimp po' boy right now. Most people don't know what po' boy is because they're like, what is that? It's a sub. It's just another word for a submarine.
But with special sauces on special bread, it's really very special.
I'm thinking about beignets and etouffee.
It's all there. It's all there.
Great.
You can eat your way.
Now I'm hungry now. Oh, I do, Mr. Rose. It's been a couple of years since we've been there.
Oh, you got to be back.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years. We took our girls down a couple of years ago because my oldest is 16. She always wanted, we talked about it all the time, and she always wanted to go, and so we took her down because it's not that far from where we're from, two hours away.
You're in Virginia, you said, right?
Yeah, I'm originally from Laurel, Mississippi, which is like 2 hours from New Orleans. It's like a day drive. It's a drive. It doesn't take that long at all. But they had a lot of fun, and there's nothing like New Orleans. It's one of those places where you want to go and say, okay, I've been there. Take it off.
Yeah.
It's an amazing
place. You know, it's a wild kind of city, isn't it? It's so unique and so special. That's why I think it really deserves our attention and our love because they're just great there. They really do great things.
Yeah, it really is amazing. Well, Patty, thank you so much for joining me this hour and for sharing your amazing organization with my audience. You are an inspiration, number one, because you're 70 and you're still working. You could be retired with kicking your feet up, but you chose to continue to use your life to give back to other people's lives. And I think that is a gift, definitely a gift. So thank you for just taking up the mantle and founding Volunteer Expeditions and being dedicated to people in your community. It's amazing.
And I thank you for giving me this opportunity to reach out and talk to the people that are your regular audience and people that listen to your show. And if they're at all interested in finding out more, I would really welcome their phone calls. So it will be my pleasure.
Awesome. Well, I want to remind everyone that, of course, I do my show every Tuesday at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and my next show will be next Tuesday, October 30th, where I'll be interviewing Miss Ivy James. She is the host of Faith, Family, and Friends television show, and you can listen to my show live again every Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. online at blogtalkradio.com/TheMoneyMom. If you missed the live show, don't worry. You can listen to my past shows at themoneymom.org. Well, thank you guys for joining me again, and I look forward to sharing with you again next week. Until I see you next time or talk to you next time, this is Sherry Gray, the Money Mom, and I'll see you next time.
When the stars came crashing down in tiny pieces to the ground, I was all alone down here, trapped beneath the atmosphere. Then I saw somebody call my name. I spun around and caught a flame. I gave in to a God I didn't know. And now everything is falling into place. A brand new life is calling and I owe it all to grace. was only darkness all around, but in the distance I could see a flare.